Episode 1.
The tanks which had defended the Russian parliament were withdrawing today. The message on this one says, "Thank you, lads," painted by the grateful civilians who'd surrounded the parliament for 72 hours and who formed a vital alliance.
As BBC Television's Moscow correspondent in August 1991, I covered the defeat of the hardline communist coup against the reforms of Mikhail Gorbachev, the event that triggered the collapse of the Soviet Union.
It was one of rejoicing. A mass meeting outside the parliament was christened the Gathering of the Victors, marking the day when democracy triumphed over the forces of reaction.
I remember with absolute clarity my conviction that the arrest of the communist dinosaurs who'd mounted the coup and the dissolution of the Communist Party after 70 years in power meant that autocracy was dead in Russia, that centuries of repression would be thrown off and replaced with freedom and democracy. But I was wrong. For the next decade, Russia tried hard to turn itself into a Western-style market democracy, but slid instead into chaos, recession, and ethnic violence. The following years, from 2000 to today, have seen that process reversed. The country is stable and relatively prosperous now, but democracy and freedom again take second place to the demands of the state. The spectre of autocracy is again haunting Russia.
Martin Sixsmith reports on another eventful day in Moscow.
Virtually the whole of central Moscow has been closed down by this outpouring of national rejoicing.
Back in 1991, I should have known better.